check, 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 check. One, two.
Messiah Hussein Obama.
He is the Messiah. He walks on water. He puts his pants on two legs at a time. What are you people going to do when Obama's not president anymore? There's this whole generation, they're called the medicated generation. There's this whole group of people that have never known a world without Hussein Obama.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You're gonna need to hold on because this podcast might trigger you. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Fuck you. Yes! Greetings, my friends. Yes, greetings. And my enemies. Greetings. I am Great One himself. I'm the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 11 years. This right here is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that holds in and destroys fucking statist all around the fucking world. Left-wing statist, right-wing statist, femistatist, statheist, homostatist, GLBTKKK. Doesn't matter what kind of fucking statist you are. You be any kind of statist. And of course, at this moment, computer over there is running, madly running, and doing some compiling software. And of course, at this point, the fan would have to start making noise. But it's okay, because a computer is just like a woman. 90% of the problems they have, you can solve them just by giving them a slap across the head. All right, I am the Great One himself. As I mentioned, we're on the interweb, cynlibsoc.com. And Twitterverse, CYNLIBSOC, on the YouTube, until I get banned, which still hasn't happened. You can send me email if you want to. You can send that to God, it's dog spelled backwards, God, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. If you're a cute girl, be sure to send naked. But again, you can't rely, women, they don't follow through. Over on the YouTubes, I had this chick who was commenting on one of my things, and she's like, yeah, I'm a hot chick. I'm like, all right, prove it, send me some pictures. She's like, well, I don't have an email address. I'm like, well, then you obviously don't listen to the show that well, because I give out the email address. So anyway, I gave her my Google email address out there in the clear, because it was the God at CYNLIBSOC.com. The God email address isn't written down anywhere. I only say it on the podcast. That is only for people who actually listen to the podcast. As I've said before, I know for a fact a lot of the people who leave nasty comments are people who have never actually listened to the podcast. They see the title, or they see the picture of a volleyball girl, or they read the show notes, and that's as far as they get. And these people, you know, as I've said before, if I can tell you haven't listened to the podcast and you're commenting, I'm just going to fucking ignore you, because you are inferior and natural solution. I keep saying natural solution instead of natural selection, because natural selection is a natural solution. That's kind of a good phrase. Hold on, I got to write that down, Randy. In the control room, right over there on the other side of the glass, is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's a sound engineer. Natural selection is a natural solution. That's kind of a cool, and that's a good little friend. You know, I need to do products. I need t-shirts and mugs and shit like that. I actually did that stuff at one time. I think my Cafe Press store is still in existence. I haven't looked in years, and that's not an exaggeration. Have paid no attention whatsoever. I should check up on that sometime, because, gee, I don't have anything else to do. I have all this fucking free time. Anyway, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins today, it's snowing because of global warming. I love when the global warming wackos say, well, the weather doesn't have anything. Because you'll say, well, if it's getting warmer, why is it snowing? they'll say, well, the weather doesn't have anything to do with global warming. And then they'll turn around and say, but global warming is going to cause more extreme weather. So weather doesn't have anything to do with global warming, but global warming causes more extreme weather. But weather doesn't have anything to do with global warming, but global warming causes more extreme weather. And of course, we know global warming is real because all real scientists believe in global warming, and any scientist who doesn't believe in global warming is not a real scientist. And all real scientists believe in global warming, and you can tell if a scientist is real or not because all real scientists believe in global warming, and if you don't believe in global warming, you're not a real scientist. Yes, and that's why global warming is a religion. All Catholic bishops agree that God does exist. Anyway, we're not talking about global warming today. What we're going to do, I'm going to continue offending everybody on the planet Earth who is not a heterosexual white man with a job by talking about, yet again, the desire that so many people, predominantly, but not necessarily exclusively, left-wing statists have to begin a race war with heterosexual white men who work for a living. And my amazement at this fact, when you consider that by the, what's the word I'm looking for? Randy, where's my word? The people who want to start the race war with those of us, I am a heterosexual white man who works for a living, those of you who want to start a race war with us are the same people who accuse us of suppressing, dominating, oppressing, murdering, raping everybody else on the planet. Right? We're responsible for all the genocides, we're responsible for all the wars, we're responsible for all the rapes, we're the reason, you know, that women can't get jobs and that black people are dying, and that we are the cause of all of these things, and yet you want to start a race war with us. And I understand why this is. I'm baffled that you, and between the previous podcast and this one, I think I worked it out a little bit. So let's go back to my previous example. My example in the previous podcast was, so let's say I'm in the ghetto, dun dun dun, and you know there's overturned cars, and they're on fire, and there's drug dealers on every corner, and there's gangs, and so I'm walking through the ghetto, and I walk up and I see this gang shootout happening, and there's this black guy, and he's got a machine gun. He's got an evil, he's got an assault rifle. Ooh, scary, it's an assault rifle. He's got an assault rifle. And I see him, he shoots like 15 other black guys. And then there's this white woman, and he grabs the white woman, and he shoves her down, and he rips her pants off, and he drops out his dick, and he's shoving his cock inside her. He's raping this white woman with a machine gun in his hand after he just shot 15 people. And I walk up to him, and I say, hey, nigger, what's up? Now, when he turns, looks at me, levels the gun, and shoots me in the fucking face, I should not be surprised, because unlike a statist, I have intelligence, and unlike a woman, I have agency. Now, of course, we know if a woman did this, it wouldn't be her fault, because women, of course, are objects, not agents. Women cannot prevent themselves from being raped. Women cannot get jobs. Women cannot do anything unless men do it for them. Hashtag he for she. And this is the same thing, essentially the same thing, that those of you who want a race war with white men are doing. And so I'm thinking, well, why would I not do that? But those of you who want the race war are doing the things you're doing. Why would I not antagonize the black man raping the woman with a machine gun in his hand, while those of you who want the race war are working so hard? And this is the hardest work you've ever done in your life. If you did, imagine if you did this much work for something that created value for other people. You wouldn't need welfare and food stamps anymore. Boom! Yeah, I said that. You're doing so much work to try to antagonize people who not only have the ability to kill you, but when it all comes down to it, really don't have a problem with killing you. Again, anarcho-capitalism and non-aggression principle. Again, non-aggression principle stops as soon as somebody initiates aggression against you. And just as a personal reminder, let me remind all of you, and if you're new to the show, this may be the first time, I was in the military for 3 years, United States Army, 10th Mountain Division, 2nd Commando Brigade, Rapid Deployment Force. I have been trained by the government of the United States, you democratically elected them, I have been trained to kill other humans and not give a shit. If you attack me first, I can kill you, hide the body, come home, get in the bed, close my eyes, go to sleep, no problem. It's not going to bother me to kill somebody in self-defense. Not going to bother me. Thank you, United States government, for helping me overcome that block. I have my customary mug of hot tea because we're recording in the morning. So why is it that as a superior person, otherwise known as a heterosexual white man who works for a living, that I can look at my theoretical situation and say, hey, you know, I wouldn't do that because doing that would result in my death, and so I'm just going to not go over and bother this gentleman while he's conducting his activities. And some of you might say, but great one, shouldn't you go over and rescue the woman he's being raped? No white knighting, guys. I've said it again. You're walking down the street and you look down the alley, you see a woman being raped. Unless it's a woman you know, and you know for a fact that she opposes gun control, no, you keep walking, you let her get raped. This is what they want, okay? Women, no, you don't fucking white knight for a woman getting raped. You let her get raped. Like I said, unless you know her, and you know that she is opposed to gun control. That's the only woman you should ever defend if she's being raped. Anyway, let me stay on topic. Yeah, because that's going to happen. I'm going to stay on topic. That'll be a first. Why is it I would not bother this gentleman and I would keep on cruising, and yet there's all these fucking left-wing statists who want to start this race war? Why is this? The epiphany I had is simply this. Left-wing statists do not see people, and this includes themselves, as individuals. The left-wing statist, and I would say the right-wing statist, and to a large degree falls in the same category, especially the religious right-wing statist. But again, if we're going on the scale, the group of people in our society who exhibit this behavior to the greatest degree is the left-wing statist. The left-wing statist does not view people as individuals. They view people more like ants in an anthill. These are the people who think the government should, you know, you may have heard of the book Nudge, which I still haven't read, but I've heard about it, which is this entire book about how the government can nudge people to do the right thing and all this other stuff, right? The left-wing statists are the people who think we need more laws and regulations to tell people what's right, that we need to control people's behavior for their own good, and more importantly, that we need to control people's behavior for the good of society. Now, this has always interested me also, and I've had to think about this a little bit, and again, figure out, how is it that I have similar concepts, but yet diverge from the statist thinking? And it makes no sense, so let me try to explain this. the statist is obsessed with the good of society. And as a anarcho-capitalist who supports the concept of natural selection, I am interested not in the good of society, but what is good for society. I'm interested in what is good for the species. And you might think those are the same, right? If we people say, well, I'm interested in doing what's best for society, and I say, well, I'm interested in doing what's best for the human race. A stupid person, an inferior person, a statist, might believe those are the same thing. They're not. The statist wants to do what's best for society, okay? Society is, of course, democracy. It is the state. It is the corporations, it is the colleges, it is the government, it is the military. Without going too deep into this, because I've talked about it before and it's not really directly related to what we're talking about, but it is related to what we're talking about, right? This is why the left-wing statist wants a race war so bad, is because they look at heterosexual white men who work for a living as something which is detrimental to society, right? Society, for them, the greater good for everybody, that, you know, all the people, they're just little ants in the anthill, and the best thing for the anthill is more laws, more regulations, more taxes, more distribution of wealth, more welfare, more food stamps, more single mothers, more tolerance, more diversity, more people with different color skin, all of this stuff. And to them, heterosexual white men who work for a living, they see that group of people as a roadblock to the society they want to create. Meanwhile, on the other side, the people such as me, we want what's best for the human species. What's best for the human species is getting rid of the inferior people. What's best for the human species is creating a social environment in which everybody can have maximum freedom and can economically excel and can create the most value for other people and receive the most value in return, and in which people can be independent via interdependence. Which I'm not going to explain because I've talked about it plenty of times in the past and you fucking figure it out. And that's where the clash comes from. The reason left-wing statists want this race war so bad is not simply because they see heterosexual white men who work for a living as a roadblock in their desire for this paradise, but it's because they just don't value individual lives, including their own. Right? The reason I don't walk up to the black gentleman raping the woman with the machine gun in his hand and call him a nigger is because I value my life. I would like to remain alive. And I understand that this gentleman, when called the word nigger, is the kind of person who would end my life. And again, I'm not saying he's a bad person for this. I'm saying this is a fact. And trigger warning, it's a fact, right? And yet, the left-wing statists assert that white men are racist, sexist, homophobic, they're murderers, they're rapists, they start the wars, they do all the genocides, and then they say to the white men, we want to kill you. If you had a desire for self-preservation, I submit you would not do that. You would not antagonize people who can and will kill you. Yet the left-wing statist have no problem antagonizing people who can and will kill them. No sense of self-preservation, because they do not see people, including themselves, as individuals. They see everybody as a building block in the utilitarian paradise of statism. Alright. We move on. We've talked about the fact that left-wing statists regard humans as hive animals. Now here's another thing I want to toss out, because I thought about this as I was pondering all of these things. In the manosphere, there is, as I mentioned before, a lot of consternation over black men having sex with white women and reproducing with white women, marrying white women, and something of an assertion that, you know, this is part of the desire to get rid of white people, to breed white people out of existence. And, I mean, okay, maybe so. And as I was thinking about it, here's something that occurred to me. How do we know? Well, we don't. So why I'm asking the question. What if the push by, again, primarily from left-wing statist, social justice warriors, all those types, what if the push to get black men to breed with white women isn't exclusively aimed at getting rid of white people? What if part of the goal here is to also get rid of black people? Because let's look at a couple of things about left-wing statist social justice warriors. They like to talk about tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism. They like to talk about black people and how much they care about black people and all this other shit. But do you notice that most left-wing statist social justice warriors don't really associate with black people? And again, there is a direct correlation between the number of black people you encounter on a daily basis and how likely you are to be a left-wing statist social justice warrior. I'm from Texas, down in Texas, where half the population, I mean, I don't have exact statistics, but where I grew up, a good third of the population was black people. There's no such thing as a social justice warrior. You go back to my hometown, where 30%, 40% of the people there are black, you can barely find a Democrat other than my mother, much less a social justice warrior. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where there's about 17 black people in this entire city, that's a slight exaggeration, but it's not far from the truth. I should find the stats. I remember seeing sometimes like white people here in Fort Collins are something along the line of 94% of the population, and everybody is a social justice warrior. Why? Because there actually aren't any non-white people here. And so this whole social justice warrior thing is a compensation for the fact that there are no actual people who aren't white. Right? Again, you know, the high school kid who tells you he's had sex with 17 girls is in fact the guy who's a virgin. It's compensation. While the left-wing statist talks a good game about caring about black people, what do we actually know about the left-wing statist? Well, we know that they support the government and they support liberal Democrats, and of course we know that Democrats were responsible for the Jim Crow laws. We know that the Democrats were the people who wanted to keep slavery legal. We know that the Tuskegee experiment was run by the Democrats. We know that the black people who were forcibly sterilized against their will were sterilized under a Democrat administration. We know that left-wing statist environmentalists want to prevent people in Africa from getting electricity so that they can have refrigeration and electric light and all these other things. We know that left-wing statists are very dead set on getting more and more and more birth control in Africa. Africa, by the way, that's the place where the black people are at, right? So in white, here in white America, we don't see any push to eliminate electricity and make sure everybody's on birth control so they don't reproduce. But over in Africa, over there in the darky country, the left-wing statists want to make goddamn sure they don't have refrigeration, they don't have electric lights, and by golly, they all better be on birth control because there's too many of them. I I have suggested for a very long time. You can go back to the podcast. You'll find it. It's from for years. I have suggested that one of the prime motives of the environmentalist movement is to reduce the number of black people in Africa. That's why they focus so much effort on preventing black people in Africa from making babies and getting electricity. So what if the left-wing statist social justice warrior push for black men to reproduce with white women isn't simply about getting rid of white people? What if it's also about reducing the number of black people? And here's something I'll throw out, because this will be excruciatingly offensive. Trigger warning. When you see all these black guys wanting to have sex and reproduce with white women, I'm just wondering, what's so wrong with black women that even black guys don't want to make babies with them? I mean, think about it. White men like to make babies with white chicks. Brown guys, I've seen, like making babies with brown chicks. Yellow guys, they make babies with yellow chicks all the fucking time, just on a regular basis. Black guys, they don't even want to bang their own color women. What is it that's so wrong with black women that nobody wants to fucking breed with you? Oh, God, that was just terrible, but true. That's what you're here for. You're here for the truth. I'm just saying, just think about it. All right. Yeah, sure, I'm offending people. Let me do this one, too. While I was, because I heard the term in the manosphere, the term mud shark. And I'm like, okay, I'm not really sure what a mud shark is. I think a mud shark is a woman that has sex, a white woman having sex with a black guy. But I Googled it to find out for sure what the fuck a mud shark was. And of course, went to the authoritative source on this, which is the Urban Dictionary. And according to the Urban Dictionary, a mud shark is in fact a white woman who has sex with a black man. And the Urban Dictionary further broke it down to state that almost all women who are mud sharks are either very, very, very attractive, blonde, middle to upper class white girls who are very spoiled and are trying to rebel, or they are ugly, fat white women who will never be able to do very good at all. Which also brings up, now, black guys. Again, I understand you're a black guy. I can understand because, I mean, I would want to stick my dick inside of a hot, white, blonde chick. And so I can understand why a black guy would want to do that. It makes sense to me because that's my perspective. I'm attracted to, you know, hot, white, blonde chicks. So from my perspective, who wouldn't be? But black guys, why are you banging like the fat, ugly? And it's true. As I said, there's only 17 black people in Fort Collins. But I have seen black men with white women in Fort Collins. I've also seen black men with white women back in Houston and all this other. Now, back in my hometown, no, they're not that progressive yet. But in Houston, saw it plenty of times. In Columbus, Georgia, which you would think that's evil and racist and southern, but no, saw it all the time. And yeah, I can kind of vouch for this. When I think back, I've seen a black guy with a white woman, she's either blonde and incredibly good looking, like, you know, an 8 out of 10, or she's this fat, dumpy piece of skank. And my question is, black guys, this is not a question, this is a statement. Black guys, raise your standards. Okay, stop banging the ugly white chicks. You can do better. We can all do better. Just stop with the ugly white chicks. I mean, I don't know. Like, are white chicks so valuable to black men that they will have sex with white chicks who are ugly just to be banging a white chick? Again, I don't know. I'm not a black guy. I have no fucking idea. But I'm just, come on, guys. Seriously. raise your standards, man, because you can do better. The other big fantasy of the left-wing statist social justice warrior that factors into their desire to start a race war with heterosexual white men who work for a living is this currently fashionable belief that there's no such thing as race. I touched on this in the previous episode of Stating the Obvious also. There's, of course, no such thing as race, which is interesting because these very same people assert that there is a whole slew of different genders. And as I suggested, if they want to say there's no such thing as race because humans can all interbreed with each other, then, okay, then we'll call them breeds, just like dogs. Okay, dogs are all one race, but there's different breeds of dogs. We can call people different breeds. White breed, yellow breed, red breed, green breed, black breed, brown breed, brown bleed, breed, bleed. Tongue twister. Purple breed. So there's these different breeds. Look, I understand that those of you who are left-wing statists are very desperate to deny biology exists, you know, thus with your assertion that there's no such thing as men or women, that being a male or female is something imposed on a person by society. There's no biological thing happening there. I understand you have this desire to pretend that reality doesn't exist. But it does. And there are some indicators, as much as you may hate it, that yes, people, there are different races, there are different breeds, whatever you want to call them, okay? First of all, it's not just that people have different color skin. They have different basic facial features. And I know that's so fucking offensive to you to point out that white people tend to have bigger noses, and black people tend to have flatter, broader noses, and Asian people have a little slanty on the eyes. I know that's just so fucking offensive because it accurately describes reality. And anything that accurately describes reality is, of course, offensive to you because you want to live in a world where reality doesn't exist and where reality simply bends to whatever your emotional response is at any given moment. Now, the acknowledgement that people of different races, and I'm kind of inclined to want to call it breeds. I think I'm just going to stick with race because that's nice and offensive, and that's the point of this podcast, is to offend people. The fact that different races have different features physically is not an excuse for them to hate each other and kill each other. I acknowledge that fully, right on out. But it's not something you can sit around and pretend doesn't exist. Well, you can. You can pretend it doesn't exist. You can pretend, as you stand on the railroad tracks and the train is coming towards you, you can pretend there is no train. Right? There's no spoon, there's no train. But when the train hits you and you die, you're going to be dead. It doesn't fucking matter what you believe. There are indicators that the different races are in fact different. This doesn't mean that the different races should kill each other, hate each other, or anything else. It just means they're different. It's like, you know, and again, it's just like men and women. Men and women are different. I know that's so fucking offensive to you, but it's the truth. Men and women are different. Their brains are different. Their bodies are different. The way they think is different. The way they communicate is different. They're fucking different. The races are the same way. Let's look at facial features, hair. Black people more inclined to get sickle cell anemia. That's a fucking biological difference. It doesn't mean white people can't get it, it just means black people are more likely to get it. There are some mental differences. This is something I read somewhere a long time ago, and I haven't forgotten about it. Somebody made a point, and I think this is pretty valid. If you look here in the United States, most of the petty crime is committed by black people. You know, like just muggings and petty theft and little things, you know, selling marijuana and shit like that. It's mostly black people. When you look at, and if I remember correctly, the person who wrote this referred to it as wigging out. When you look at the wigging out crimes, the really big stuff, it's mostly white people, right? How many black people have done mass shootings? Not many. How many black people go up in fucking towers with a sniper rifle and start shooting random strangers? No, it's mostly white guys. How many people kill other people and then put their bodies in the freezer and eat them? That's pretty much fucking white people. There, as far as I know, there ain't a black motherfucker in the United States who has been fucking caught engaging in cannibalism. That's all white guys. And of course, when you look at the corporations and you see the giant embezzlement, who's usually doing that? White men. Now, you might say, well, that's because black men aren't CEOs. Yeah, okay, I mean, you could have a point. You could have a point on that. But the point is, when you look at crime, like the petty crime, stealing $100, mugging somebody, selling a joint, it's black guys. When you look at the fucking mass shooters and the cannibals and the serial killers, it's mostly white guys. Hell, I think it's I can't think of one black serial killer. I haven't done research on this. There could be quite a few. I don't know. But I'm just saying, comes to mind, Charles Manson. Right? I can't think of any black people who do shit like that. This could be some type of mental, emotional, worldview, perspective, brain chemistry difference that makes white people wig out big time, whereas black people just wig out small time. And then, of course, there's the fact that the different races evolved. I know you don't believe in evolution because, by the way, just a reminder, we are all African Americans because last time I checked, the science, the archaeological data suggested that the original Homo sapiens first came into being on the African continent. And from there, these species spread out across the globe. So just remember, when you're filling out your government forms, and you know, remember, there's no such thing as race, but it has a little thing on there asking you what race you are, because there's no such thing as race. You can check African American regardless of what color you are, because we all descended from an African. We're all African. We are all, if you go back far enough, from the continent of Africa. But once the original Homo sapiens left Africa and the species spread across the planet Earth, different people evolved in different environments. European environment, North American environment, South American environment, Asian environment, African environment. And so there are genetic changes in the DNA of the people in these areas based on their environment. You can deny that race exists all you want, while of course accusing white people of being racist, but the fact is, race does exist. There are differences between the different races. And again, this doesn't mean they can't get along. It just means the differences fucking exist. Just like men and women, they're different. I know how much you are fucking traumatized. I should have given you a trigger warning there, but I didn't, because I don't give a shit about your feelings. Randy, how are we on time? Beauty. Hey, look, I covered this stuff. There are no races. I actually have notes. I'm not totally making this up. There's no race, but I still have to check a box. That's right. If there's no such thing as race, why do you always have to choose what race you're from? We all come from Africa. I talked about that. Okay, I'll maybe put that video in. If I remember, I'm going to put a link to the video in which Jack Donovan points out that white men are better at genocide, killing, enslaving, and all these other things than everybody else on the planet, just because it'll be nice and offensive to those of you who are social justice warriors. Talk about all that. Back to the Jeffersons TV show, which I talked about. And I think I might watch some more episodes of The Jeffersons. Like I said, it was pretty entertaining. I was surprised at how entertaining it was. As I come over here and open the window shade to see... Yes, it is still snowing. I might trek out later in the snow and have a beer or two. We'll see how that goes. We got a couple of inches out there at least. That's what she said. Oh. Unless she was fucking a black guy, in which case she said, are you sure that's going to fit? Oh, okay. Look. Let's be honest here, okay? In the military, I took showers with other men. White men, brown men, red men, yellow men, black men. And as... I watch porn. Yeah, porn, internet, I watch porn. Another fucking fact. Black men, on average, based on my observations in both porn and real life, black men, on average, have much larger dicks than white guys. Again, you can tell me there's no such thing as race. I'm telling you there is. Okay? Black guys... For the most part, I have not fucking measured every black guy I've ever... I'm just telling you, I've seen them. I've seen lots of naked guys in the military. Black people, black men, let's say black people, black women do not have dicks. Black men have way bigger dicks than white guys. Don't fucking tell me there's no goddamn difference. There's a fucking difference, and it's about 4 fucking inches. Holy shit. Like, how can you walk with that? I'm like, god damn. I can tell me there's no difference. You're fucking stupid. God damn, you're just fucking stupid. It's that simple. You know, maybe my whole thing about how left-wing statists see people as what's the hive animals, you know, like ants or whatever. Maybe even that is too complicated. Maybe saying that the left-wing statist sees humans as hive animals is giving the left-wing statist too much credit for intelligence. Maybe you're just fucking stupid. Maybe it's that simple. Maybe I'm overcomplicating things. So, of course, we know the solution for this. Here would be the best solution. Let's create a reservation, right? Like the democratically elected government of the United States did for the American Indians. Let's create reservations. Let's create one big reservation, and we'll put all the white people there, and then we'll build a big fence around it, and we'll guard the fence and make sure none of the white people come out and nobody who isn't white goes in. And we could call this reservation the United States of America. Or better yet, we could call this reservation the Confederate States of America. And let's just put all the evil white people in one place. And just make sure they have no contact with anyone else. That would be a nice... I mean, after all, it works with the Indians, right? All right. Oh, yeah, Jeffersons. Good thing I have notes, otherwise I would have been off. Jefferson's TV show. I mentioned that the neighbors, Tom and Helen are married. Tom is a white man. Helen is a black woman. George Jefferson always gave them shit and referred to their marriage as a zebra marriage. Which again, George Jefferson advocating racial purity, that black people should not marry and breed with white people. Again, that's totally okay. Just like Jews, when the Jews say that Jewish people should only marry and breed with other Jewish people, racial purity. See, that's totally okay. Racial purity is only wrong when heterosexual white men who work for a living want to engage in racial purity. Racial purity for Jews, for black people, completely acceptable. Tom and Helen have a daughter who's a regular on the show, and she's played by a black actress. She's black. And then for one episode, apparently it turns out they also have a son who was white. And he came home, and there was all this consternation. And, you know, oh, Jenny, that's the daughter's name, Jenny. I don't remember the son's name because he's only in for one episode. But the whole, what? Are you shitting me? We were at 40 minutes a minute ago. All right, god damn, I taught him, fuck. All right, I guess I'm not going to get to the kill all white men article because I'm not going to have time for it. Maybe I'll do the killing all the white men article later. But again, if we did kill all black men, if we did kill all women, hashtag kill all black men, it'd be terrible. But if we got hashtag kill all white men, totally okay. And there's an article on the internet justifying why the kill all white men hashtag is okay. And of course, it comes from a white man who feels large amounts of guilt over being white and being male. And just for the record, in case you're wondering, I personally don't have a problem with any hashtag. Because again, I do not believe that speech is violence. And I don't think that Twitter is speech. And anything you say on Twitter cannot possibly be the initiation of aggression. Therefore, does not violate the non-aggression principle. I have no problem at all with hashtag kill all white men. Right? Now, I may make fun of it. I may criticize it, just like hashtag he for she and all this other horseshit. But in no way whatsoever do I want to, what's the word I'm like, suppress the usage of the hashtag. I don't want to ban the people who use it. I'm not going to go kill the people who use it. It is. I'm fine with it. Anyway, this beta male wrote this entire piece on the interwebs explaining why he's okay with hashtag kill all white men and how everybody should just get over it because white men are just so evil. And I was going to read some of that and talk about it as part of this. No time. All right, back to the Jeffersons. Tom and Helen, their daughter Jenny, who's black, and their son, who makes an appearance only in one episode because he's off traveling. He's white, and the whole thrust of the episode is dealing with the fact that Jenny felt resentment towards her brother because she was born black, he was born white. Why couldn't she have been the white one and thus not had to deal with the things that being a black person would mean you'd have to deal with, right? Racism and, you know, limited advantages, especially because, you know, this is an older show and certainly these things were much more prominent back then. And again, just I'm not saying nobody's ever looked at another person and said, oh, that person's black, I'm not going to give them a job. Okay, I'm not saying that some racism doesn't exist. I'm not saying that people don't get judged by their skin color. Of course you get judged by your skin color. But again, that's called reality. Sitting there pretending that race doesn't exist isn't going to fix the problem. What will fix the problem is being so fucking competent, so articulate, so intelligent, so capable that people will look at you and go and not care that you have black skin because you can create value for them because you're a good person. That's that whole content of the character thing that is completely glossed over, except every year on Martin Luther King Day where everybody fucking repeats that phrase, even though none of these social justice warrior left-wing statists actually believe that shit. Because their entire philosophy is based upon judging people by their skin color, right? If you're good at what you do, nobody will give a shit what color you are or what gender you are. It's that fucking simple. Anyhow, the whole episode revolved around Jenny dealing with her emotional response to the fact that he was white and she wasn't. And the whole thing, again, it's a 30-minute sitcom. It's not fucking philosophy. It's not supposed to be deep. But the whole thing was handled very well without having to demonize white people. And it was interesting and refreshing to see this sort of issue handled in a way without having to go straight to blame of white people for racism. Obviously, the overtones of racism were there, but the writers managed to keep it on a personal level as opposed to going the social justice warrior route. Imagine the same plot line happening today, right? It would be all about how white people are oppressing and how we need more affirmative action and all this other shit. And in this episode, they talked about the issue of race and potential discrimination and all this other stuff. And yet, the government was not mentioned, affirmative action didn't come up, regulations and laws didn't, none of this stuff came up. So it was interesting to see that sort of issue handled in a way that's very different from the way it would be handled on television in the year 2016. Where am I at? I did that. Oh, and then near the end, there's this funny moment. So they're all... Wait. Now, I think my memories were getting confused. I was going to say something happened, but I'm not sure if that was it. I think it was another episode of The Jeffersons. So they're all in the room. There's Florence. She's the black maid, and there's the Jeffersons, they're black, and there's Helen, and she's black, and there's Jenny, and she's black, and there's Tom, and he's white. And somebody says, well, is there anybody in this room who's never wondered what it's like to be white? And there's a silence, and Tom's like, me? Again, see, these are the kind of jokes you can't really make anymore. Right, it's a room full of black people and one white guy. Anybody here ever not wondered what it's like to be white? Like, well, yeah, I haven't. All right, anyway, look. If you guys want a race war, I just keep pushing. You might get it. But you gotta be careful about getting what you want, because it might bite you in the ass.